Now time for our Sabetha Locker Room Chat one final time here on KNZA 103.9 FM for the 22-23 high school basketball season. And we'll start here with girls basketball coach, that is Nate Bauman. It is presented by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance. Coach, a lot to dive into here for the final one of the year, and you guys wrapped up the regular season Tuesday night at home with a four-point loss to Hiawatha. It was 44-40. You know, the Redhawks came out blazing in the first quarter, were knocking down threes, built a 10-point halftime lead, but you guys didn't go away. You claw back and give yourself a chance to ultimately win it in the end, but just come up a little bit short. Take us through that one Tuesday night in the regular season finale.
Yeah, you know, Hiawatha is a good three-point shooting team, and they've been better on some nights than others, and we just caught them on a good one last night for sure in the first half. Six threes by four different girls, I think. So that's tough to guard with any kind of defense you play, and with us playing a zone, that makes it even more difficult to match up with. So, yeah, that slow start just really is kind of what got us, and we've had slow starts here for a couple weeks that we're trying to figure out. That's as a coaching staff too, how we can get ourselves going a little bit. But you know, like you said, I was amazed and really probably the thing I'm most proud of with Lady J's basketball is we never quit. And I think we got down by 15 or 16 in the third quarter and cranked up the pressure, which isn't necessarily our game, but we did a really good job with it, gave them some trouble, got it back to a 2-point game at one point. And then they hit another one of those big threes. So kind of with a dagger there at the end, but yeah, a lot of credit to them. They played really well, Hiawatha did, and just really proud of our girls and their fight all the way to the end.
Well, let's talk about the regular season as a whole. Last year, 9 wins. This year, you finish at 12-8, 9-5 in league play. It's a lot of bright spots for sure, and there's so many players we can touch on, but just kind of from your perspective as a whole, coming in to where you are now and how things finished up, just kind of an overall takeaway on how the regular season transpired for you.
Yeah, I thought we had a great year. I thought we improved all the way throughout the year, which is kind of was a focus of ours at the start of the season, just to get better every day. And, you know, I'm really just humbled to be a part of the senior class. There's 7 girls, and all 7 of them started with us as freshmen. Nobody, you know, a lot of times you have some attrition somewhere along the way, and all of them stuck with it for the whole 4 years. And it's paying off for them this year with a really good year, third place in a really tough league, and some big wins that we can think back on for this year for sure. And I still think big things ahead of us. But that senior class of Mary Lukert, Jessica Gruber, Penn Batchelor, Trinity Detweiler, Hallie Scobie, Carly Harder, and I'm missing one thing, and I knew I'd do that. Just really been really impressive to me just how they've fought all the way through the whole year.
Did anyone play above and beyond, maybe surprise you a little bit, you know, coming in? You have a general idea who's going to be there for you and then who's maybe not going to play as much, but did someone catch your eye a little bit early and kind of prove themselves and work their way into more minutes throughout the year?
Yeah, you know, we've had several of those, and McKenna Haverkamp's the other one I didn't mention before, but so she's one of those. You know, kind of came in and I know she's been disappointed in her scoring, but she's been able to figure out a role where she's contributed in other ways. Rebounding, had a game with 7 assists just a couple weeks ago. Just doing other things she can to help our team. But that's true of all of them. Carly Harder and Trinity Detweiler weren't playing a lot earlier in the year. We had a couple injuries. They had a chance to step up, and they did, hitting some big threes for us in different games. Before she got hurt, Penn Batchelor didn't play much at all last year and was a starter this year and had some big games for us. And then, of course, you know, Jessica, Hallie, and Mary have started before and were our varsity experience that returned, but they just stepped up their games as well. So, yeah, I think every single one of them has done something to improve themselves and to better our team.
Now we get to sub-state. Everybody wipes the slate clean, no records. It really doesn't matter at this point. Now you play one and you move on if you win. You lose, your season is done, and you could argue that you guys may have the most challenging and most balanced sub-state in Class 3A. ACCHS, Nemaha Central, the top 2 teams, each 18-plus wins. You got a Minneapolis team in the 3 seed that won 15 games. Raleigh County, very, very good. They beat Silver Lake, gave them their lone loss of the year. But that result last night was big with Hiawatha when you look in terms of the sub-state, because it got down to a coin flip between you guys and the Redhawks. Fortunately for you guys win that tiebreaker, so you guys are in the 5 seed. We'll still have to go on the road, but you'll get Riley County in that opening round, the 4-5 game, I should say, next week. Should be Monday nights, but again, just so challenging. Anything stand out about this sub-state as a whole? And talk about Riley County a little bit.
Yeah, the depth is incredible. I mean, the sixth seed has 12 wins, and so you just don't you don't see that across the state very much. I would say in my 21 years here, we're used to that. It seems like our sub-state is always difficult, and so that's our league season prepares us well for that, because it's always difficult anytime you play a double round robin, especially. So, you know, we're ready for that challenge. We're excited for that challenge. We feel like our league schedule gives us an advantage in postseason because we're battle tested. As far as Riley County specifically, they're always really athletic and really well coached. What we've seen them so far, they don't have a whole bunch of height, but neither do we. So, you know, we can maybe take advantage in the post a little bit. They've got a really good couple of guards that are athletic that we'll have to match up with. And, you know, we're just going to focus for a couple days here on us and getting better at what we do, and then we'll start working on Riley County for that trip on Monday.
There it is. Monday night, Substate begins a very challenging opener on the road, the 4-5 game for Sabetha. They will be at Riley County in the first round of that Marysville Substate. That is Nate Bauman, head coach for the Sabetha girls. We appreciate it very much throughout the course of the year. Of course, continued success, and we will keep following along next week for Substate. Thanks again, Coach. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Brandon.